Here is today's Capitol Hill Brief with Concerned Women for America President Penny Nance.
Texas is a good example of a state that is proactively looking for ways to eliminate their sexual assault DNA kit backlog. In 2013, the Department of Public Safety reported 20,000 untested rape kits. Lawmakers quickly acted to provide $11 million to address the issue. Still, more than 3,500 of those identified kits remain untested, meaning they haven't been analyzed in more than 5 years. So a new bill, HB 1729, would give those applying or renewing their driver's license an option of donating $1 or more to help with the backlog. This is a cause I'd like to support. This is the type of outside-the-box thinking we need to help with and put an end to the backlog forever.
Join us on the front lines. Help us defend the victims of sexual assault at both the federal and state level. Together, we'll bring biblical, constitutional values back to our nation. Visit CapitolHillBrief.org to give today. That's CapitolHillBrief.org.